Samuel cuts it back. Ohio State wins.
Flashes, champions of the Mid-American Conference.
Little trick play and a throw to Baker Mayfield to tie the game. Buried, grab by Leonard. Throw to first. Unbelievable.
Chubb will take this all the way. 92 yards.
And the Ohio State Buckeyes are the first national champions of the playoff era.
The Indians have won the American League pennant.
It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
I accepted it.
Gladiator. 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 Fit to fight with the gods. I'm the giant slayer. Bone shaker. Dominator. Freight train wrecking ball. I'm the gladiator.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the 2022 Masters Ice Cream Bet here on Pass the Mite Sports Talk. I'm Enz Orlando, and right beside me is defending the Masters Ice Cream Bet title, is Theo Mike. Congratulations on your winning.
Thank you, Enzo. Pretty solid picks.
Yes. Solid my picks. Did not pan out. Brooks Koepka got cut. John Rahm wasn't really playing well Saturday or today.
Right, and
then Will Zalatoris. Well, he was pretty much my only hope.
He came. He had a good day today. I think all my picks were in the top 10. Scheffler obviously won, number one in the world. Smith didn't play well today, and JT. So I think they were all in the top 10.
Yeah, they were. Scheffler winning his first Masters, of dominant performance throughout the whole weekend, pretty much.
Yeah, he played. I mean, he played like the number one player he is. He went out and did what he had to, shot one under par, even with a little hiccup on the last hole. Really there was a couple charges. Number 11, he makes a good par, but Smith makes a birdie and gets within, I think he got within two at that time.
Yes.
And then Smith just unraveled on the 12th hole. He just hit a bad shot. He hit the worst shot of the tournament at the worst time on number 12 and just compounded it into a triple. So
12 is always that hole in the Masters that makes or breaks you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get the ball onto the green or if it goes into the water, and that time it didn't work out for Smith.
Nope.
Ended up going to water. And you've seen it throughout Masters history many times.
Yeah. So why they call it Amen Corner. It's part of Amen Corner.
With that, an incredible performance by Rory McIlroy, I gotta say, is probably his best finish in the Masters, coming in second. Just had a great day today, had that nice chip on 18 to go in for birdie.
Yeah, he and Morikawa finished out the tournament, both holing bunker shots out of the right bunker on 18. So, shot a 64, best round of the day. Just wasn't enough to catch Scheffler.
I mean, just going in to today, I kind of figured that Scheffler was going to win it. And then I kind of saw how he played the first two holes, had par both of them, but Smith, he birdied both of them. And then when it came to the third hole, they both bogeyed that one.
No. Scheffler birdied the third hole.
Oh, yeah, he had
that
chip.
He was short in the chip, and then he chipped in, and I believe Cam Smith bogeyed three. We could check that, but he bogeyed three and he bogeyed four. So Smith went birdie birdie to start, then bogey bogey, and he sort of settled in. And he was right there. He was right there. It's after 11, and then 12 just unraveled him, and he couldn't really recover after that. So
no, but the big story of the Masters, of course, Tiger Woods. playing in it for the first time since 2020. He had a good round Thursday. Friday, struggled a bit but finished strong, but he was able to make the cut. Did not have good days yesterday or today, but I think more people were just proud of him the way he was able to play 72 holes of golf just in the condition his body is in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was, you know, nothing more could be said. The guy was near death 14 months ago and, you know, recovered. And but, you know, with Tiger, I think, when he comes to play. So if he was, if he had any inkling that he wouldn't have been able to make it around, he wouldn't have, I don't think he would have teed it up. So, I mean, obviously he moves the needle, you know, it's great, great for golf. Yeah, I mean, he survived and made it around, and, you know, we'll see when he plays next. You know, who knows if it'll be, if he's just played the majors this year or whatnot.
Totally up to him. And one thing I realized about this Masters year, the weather was very strange. It was raining on the practice rounds, and then Thursday, greens were running a bit slow because of the rain and the drainage. And then Friday, it was very windy. And then yesterday, they were having weather like it was like up here in Cleveland.
Yep, it was low 50s, a lot of wind. The weather came through, so they got a little taste of everything. And then today, it was... it was probably the nicest day. Well, it was the nicest day of all 4 days. Friday was really tough and yesterday was really tough because of the cold, and they got a little more wind yesterday than they expected. So, a lot of scores, you know, a lot of people went backwards yesterday. So,
another great Masters tournament. I know today, a little bit of battle with Scheffler and Smith, but wasn't really like that dramatic as compared to some years have been.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, he had a little bit of a lead. It can always be good. I mean, that's what they set up the course for on Sunday, so that you can have those hard charging back nines and people making a move. And Rory made a move. It was just a little too far. There weren't enough guys within striking distance. You know, it was really a two-man race, and a couple of the guys who were close sort of backed up early and didn't even have a shot. But Rory came from, you know, he came from, he came from plus one, I think, to finish 7 under. So he came from, you know, black numbers to get in the red. So, you know, there were some roars, but, you know, one guy who I was right there, I thought was going to make a nice move, Lowry, and he backed up. He made a triple on number four. So that hurt him. If he would have been around going in the back nine, he could have made charges. There's always those big charges because you got the potential for eagles at 13 and 15. Although they're, you know, with the setup of the course this year, there weren't any eagles, I believe, at 15 this year, which is pretty amazing.
There was a hole in one this year.
There was a hole in one, yeah, Stewart Cink, and there was a couple eagles on 10. And there was one on 10, there was one on 9, but I don't think there was an eagle on 15, which is pretty rare. So, there you go. Good tourney.
Yeah, good tourney. Also, Scottie Scheffler, the second alumni of the University of Texas, winning the Masters. Jordan Spieth won it back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just put it out there that way. The University of Texas is officially, I would say, a golf school. I wouldn't really say they're much of a football school anymore since their program hasn't been relevant since 2005.
Okay.
I'm just claiming that out there, folks.
Wow.
They're a golf school.
Wow. Yeah, they got a bunch of good golfers coming out of Texas. UT. Hook 'em horns.
Yeah. Going into basketball, and good news, everybody. Your Cleveland Cavaliers, they clinched into the play-in. They finished the 2021-2022 season with a record of 45-38, and they will face the Brooklyn Nets on Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the play-in tournament.
45-38? That doesn't seem right. That's more 44, than 82. That's more than
44
games.
44-38.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Must have came out of my mouth differently.
Right. Like when I ordered pepperoni and mushroom instead of pepperoni and sausage tonight.
Yeah, he made a mistake with the pizza. I'm not a mushroom person. Never really.
You just spoke up, man. I was on the phone. I missed up, so I was thinking sausage and ordered mushroom. Oh well.
But the Cavs, You know, they have two chances to clinch a playoff spot. If they beat the Nets on Tuesday, they're automatically in the playoffs. But if they lose that game, they have one more chance in a playing game that will be at home against the winner of the 9th versus 10th, which are the Hawks and the Hornets. But looking at the way the Cavs played against the Nets back on Friday, wasn't a very good performance. You know, they could have Jared Allen.
I didn't think it was poor. They were in the game. They were in the game for a while, just down the stretch. You know, I mean, you have to stop Durant. I mean, you know, all we have, he's a load to stop. So they were right in it down to the stretch, and then Durant hit a couple big shots and they sort of pulled away. But I don't think it was a bad performance. I think they were down like 17 points and came roaring back and got the lead. So I think they have a shot. You know. Supposedly Allen's going to play, so that'll help. And, you know, Mobley's, you know, getting back into shape, getting healthy. He's missed a bunch, so we'll see. I think if Allen gets in there, that could pose a nice
problem. That would be
nice
a big problem, help.
Because he can help with Durant, too, you know,
Durant
with the rotation.
Durant is rebounding defensively. It's just offensively, we kind of struggle. Just basically, Garland's the only one going out. They're dropping 30, and
if you don't have the guys, if you don't have Love hitting and Markkanen hitting, then it really puts a ton of pressure on Allen, and they focus on him and just make someone else beat you. So we'll see. I think it'll be fun. I don't know, when is that game?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, 7 o'clock tip off.
Okay.
It's at Brooklyn, and then if they win that one, they're automatically in the playoffs. They lose one more game on Thursday at the Q against the Hawks or the Hornets.
Oh, okay.
That's how the plan works.
That Thursday? You said Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday.
Okay. Cool.
And but also we got some good news. The Cleveland Guardians got their first win ever. Congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm.
After not scoring a run on yesterday, went scoreless the whole entire game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came out with the bats in this one, winning that one a final of 17-3.
Uh-huh.
Oscar Mercado got a grand slam. Jose Ramirez had a home run this game. It's just, you see it with the Tribe. Again, we can call them that here on Pass the Mic, but
they would do this. I'm going to call them the rest of my life. Yeah.
They do this where they, in a, like a three-game series. You know,
well, this is a four-game. They play tomorrow, don't they? Yeah, they play tomorrow. It's a four-game.
All right, it's just like in any series they're in, like, they'll go out, you know, be ice cold on the bats, but then they'll have that one game where they just go off hitting. I mean, it depends on who's pitching on the other team, too. That could be, and the way they're throwing it to them, but...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do play tomorrow. 2:10 first pitch.
Yeah.
Very early. And of course, they had Cincinnati after that in a two-game series. And then the home opener, first time the Cleveland Guardians have their home opener on Friday against the Giants at 7 o'clock. And looking at my phone on ESPN, they still have the block C for the Guardians.
Huh. Okay. Well, they're still Cleveland.
Yeah, they're still Cleveland. I mean, they have a different C, but it's not the block C anymore. Mm. Like what they did with that.
Is that breaking news, Enzo? That's riveting.
It is riveting. Well, we got to get into some very important things. We got to get into.
What are you doing, Drunky?
Drunky of the week. And mine, going based off with the Masters, is going to be Bryson DeChambeau. His famous quote from 2 years ago about Augusta National. I'm looking at it as a par 67 for me because I can reach all the par fives in two, no problem. And ever since that, he's finished. 2020 was tied for 34. Last year, tied for 46. And this year, he missed the cut. So, I mean, him saying that about one of the most famous golf courses in the world and one of the more challenging ones they had to go against really has not worked out to him in his long ball game that he has.
Yeah, I will just piggyback with you on that, Drunky. And, he's injured, but, you know, when you put a statement out there like that, you know, you're going to take the heat. So he obviously hasn't backed it up, but he's still young. You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens in the years to come. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's a little, I guess, a little, you know, braggadocio that he would say something like that.
I mean, he is very arrogant.
Yeah,
DeChambeau.
Yeah. But I'd take him over Brooks any day.
I like Brooks.
Yeah.
I think that DeChambeau's a more of a D-bag than Brooks.
No, I disagree with that.
You disagree.
Yeah.
All right. DeChambeau went on the famous YouTube channel, Dude Perfect. They're known for doing trick shots and stuff. And also, there's this thing called the All Sports Golf Battle. And they did one at Augusta National. One of them took place on A-Man's Court. It was very surprised they're even allowed to do it. I don't know how they really got the opportunity to this, but what All Sports Golf Battle is, they use different sporting equipment other than a golf club in it. And DeChambeau participated. It might have been some kind of like a curse for him this year for participating in that.
Hmm.
Okay. You know, it might have been the Augusta grass getting back at him.
Ah, okay. Interesting. So DeChambeau participated in what?
He was in that YouTube video with the Dude Perfect guys. That took place at Augusta.
He was
National.
In the video. Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. What else do you want me to say, man?
It's just, you know, for a lot of people, a lot of golfers, they got upset about that, about them doing that on the course since it.
Well, I'm a golfer, and I didn't even hear about it until just now. So there you go.
So I'm informing you on it too.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So Dude Perfect may need to get their. Well, I'm sure they have a different audience than me.
They're your more like a younger kids and stuff.
Right. Right. Okay. Cool.
And who's your junkie?
I just piggybacked with DeChambeau.
Piggyback with DeChambeau.
Heard that. Yeah.
All right. And before we end the show, some very sad news that happened yesterday. Former Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins tragically was killed on the highway in South Florida. May he rest in peace. He also had an NFL career with the Washington football team and the Steelers. Just very sad.
Yeah, pretty sad.
Haskins, great player at Ohio State. One season there as starting quarterback, but led Ohio State to a Rose Bowl victory in that year. And I remember him destroying Michigan that year, too.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a shame. It's a real shame.
Yes. And of course, we've been doing this for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank all of our listeners of the past 4 years and that continue to stay with us and listen to the past and like sports talk. If I can remember, 4 years ago, we did it after the Masters that Patrick Reed won. I remember the Tribe also won that day, too.
Yep.
And if you want to go listen, you're more than welcome to. The first podcast, never your best podcast, but we've grown on from there, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And with that, remember to always stay connected with us on Twitter at @pass_Mike_, and then Instagram, Facebook at @PassTheMikeSportsTalks. So friends, thank you for listening to this episode of Pass the Mike Sports Talk. We'll see you all in the next episode.
Okay. Have a good one.
I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight!